The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. What's good, y'all? I'm your host, Don Pierre, and you're listening to Below the Means, the podcast where we travel together on the road to riches. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the first episode of Below the Means. I'm your host, Don Pierre, and I just want to get straight into it with a little bit about myself. I'm 19 years old, and I come from the East Coast, and I'm just a regular college student trying to get rich. And honestly, it's really hard for me to even talk about myself, but trying to talk to people about your goals, which I'm sure some of you could relate to, is not easy at all. Because, you know, not everybody will understand what you have planned for yourself or could even dream as big as you. So I was hoping this podcast could be an outlet to everybody who feels alone on this journey or feels like nobody understands where they're coming from. Let me tell you, I do. Now, let's just get straight into it. What does it mean to live below your means? Now, if you want to go by like a textbook definition, it's going to mean to get by on less than what you earn. But still, that alone can mean 1,000 different things for 1,000 different people. I know some people living below your means could be like missing out on your morning coffee every now and then, and or like canceling your Netflix subscription. And for other people, that could mean they've been wearing the same pair of sneakers for 10 years. Now, I feel like I'm a little bit in the middle of both of those, but I'd say compared to my peers, I am a very cheap person. Like, I haven't gone out to eat in I don't even know how long. I don't even remember. And that's just because buying food outside is so expensive. Like, nowadays, I don't buy things or pay for services that I could just do myself. Like, I even learned how to cook for myself because it was cheaper. And I'm not sure how the nutrition on that is, but it works for me. And it's come to a point where, like, I've been so busy throughout the days that, like, I'll skip meals, not intentionally, like, 100% by accident. But I'll skip meals and I just won't be mad at it because I somehow subconsciously saved money. So that was still a good day to me. And it also goes even to, like, delaying gratification for myself, which is a big part, huge part. Not just going out to eat, I don't go out to the movies. I deny skating all the time. And the worst for me has definitely been clothing. I don't buy clothes anymore. And that for me sucks. Because I come from a place where fashion is actually very important. Like, people are always looking at what you're wearing, especially growing up. Like, you wouldn't think so, but I'd say since middle school, fashion has been a very big part in the social hierarchy and everything for us. And now, when I tell you, I was a huge sneakerhead. I definitely didn't have all the sneakers, but I wanted all of them. I knew what all of them were. I knew all the names, all the colorways, especially Jordans. I was a huge sneakerhead. And as a kid, I always told myself, you know, when I'm older, I'm going to get all these sneakers that I want because mommy said I couldn't buy them because they're too expensive. And now I'm older and I still can't buy them. And that's part of why I've gone on this journey. Now, I call this podcast Below the Means. And it's because I feel like that's the biggest thing people miss when they're trying to get rich or trying to, like, improve their lifestyle or level up. People in society today spend too much time trying to look rich that they just miss the whole point. Like, realistically, a saying I like, me and my friends like to say is, like, you got to stay down till you come up. Don't try to be up when you're not up yet. Like, you got to be real with yourself. Like, I'm sure some of y'all have heard the analogy, a rich man in a Honda Accord, but there's the poor man in the Mercedes-Benz. Now, what's that mean? What that means is, like, the rich man, he's smart with his money. He's just driving a reliable car around that does his job. But the poor man, wants to be rich so bad that he tries to look rich and that he'll spend his last dollar on the Mercedes-Benz when it's just not within his budget. And a lot of people still do that today, but they don't even realize they're doing it. Like, they're cutting it so close, living paycheck to paycheck, but will still spend their paycheck on, like, designer goods or on that car. And honestly, it all goes back to the upbringing. Like, when I was in middle school, there's people that had the habits, like myself, and didn't break them, which translated into adulthood, spending our last dollar on all these clothes. And it's translating into adulthood where bigger purchases come into play, which just makes us spiral in a downfall crazy. But honestly, like, I understand where people are coming from. The whole point of, like, going to school, getting these jobs, getting into these careers is so, like, hopefully we could get money, good money, and live the life we want. But we just need to be more patient with ourselves. We're letting too much of pop culture and social media dictate how we're supposed to live. Like, sometimes we just need to take a step back and be realistic with our position and our financial status. And I'd say, like, especially where I'm from, being real with your financial status is really difficult. So many people are being called broke, and it's like, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Like, I had to accept with myself that I am broke. Like, I don't have the money to be out here just spending money on whatever. And the first step is realization. Like, at some point, we're adults now. We got to stop being delusional. And I'm not trying to, like, be mean or anything, but it's like, realistically, we're not rich. And a lot of us don't even know what rich is. And notice how I said rich, not wealthy. Because me personally, I feel like wealth is just, it all depends. It's relative to how you want to live your life. But I want to be rich because I like to push the boundaries. Like, yeah, I could be rich, but why stop there? Like, why limit myself? I want to take it as far as I can. And there is a lot of people, like, and I'm sure y'all listening could relate to this. There's a lot of people that really just don't believe in your dream. And a lot of this for me is proving to them and proving to myself, like, I'm able to do this. Like, I can do this. If it was easy, everybody would do it. And that's part of the reward in it. Like, you're putting yourself at a standard above the rest, no matter what anybody else says. And it's interesting because once people start to notice what you're doing, that's definitely when the haters start to come in. Because realistically, a lot of people want to see you do good for yourself, but just not better than them. And at that point, when, like, you feel like all the odds are against you and everybody's just telling you can't do things, the biggest battle is you versus yourself at the end of the day. And those people who are able to face themselves and still win in the end, those are the ones that are going to make it on top. And that's why I'm doing this podcast. So we could all feel like we're in this together. Like, you're really not alone. And I understand what each and every one of you are going through. And hopefully, like, by the end of this, all of us could come out as winners. Now, throughout the course of my podcast, we're going to go over topics such as real estate, cryptocurrencies. We're going to talk about the stock market, how to trade in the stock market, what I do in the stock market. We're going to go over how this lifestyle has affected my relationships, platonic and romantic. We're even going to go over side hustles and, like, that you could stay motivated. And now, regarding to side hustles, personally, I'm not a big fan of them. Like, regardless of how I speak, I'm a very lazy person. So I do things that work for me, but I know some talking about side hustles could give people a good idea of what they're interested in and what they're good at. So yeah, we're going to go over some side hustles. And what I'm really into is ways to stay motivated. Because, you know, that's been a very hard part for me. This is such a long path, like, depending on how you take it, where it's like you could do so much and still see no progress. Like, realistically, you just got to get 1% better every day, but we don't always see that 1%, and we need to learn how to, like, not beat up ourselves and stay focused. Because, honestly, there's obviously there's days where, like, I wake up and I just don't want to do it anymore, but, you know, being broke is hard, getting rich is hard, so, you know, you just got to pick a struggle, and I chose to get rich. Like, it's honestly hard for me to wake up every day and not be in a place where I want to be at. And that's something a lot of people don't know about me. Like, some days I'm really just sad because I'm not rich. I know it sounds corny and stuff, but, like, because I'm not living the life I want to live right now, I'm upset. And we should be upset if we're not where we want to be. That's where the motivation comes from. Like, it's to a point where, like, I'm in class and I can't even focus on what the teacher's talking to me about because I'm just daydreaming about the future I know I will have. The future, like, I know I deserve, the future I'm working for. And it's really hard for me to live knowing that, like I know I'm gonna be there, but I'm not there yet. It's like I'm being teased. Like, realistically, I know it's coming. It's just a matter of time, like, when. And I'm sure it just hasn't come to me yet because I'm not ready for it. But that still doesn't make the wait any better. It's like, I do have some serious goals set for myself. Like, I plan on being a chiropractor. Like, that's the career I chose. So after I graduate college, I have to go to a chiropractic school to get a degree from there so I could take a test and practice. But realistically, I don't want to go through all that schooling. So I made a deal with myself that, like, if I'm able to make a certain amount of money, I'd say about, like, $7,000 a month consistently before I graduate college, that I will not go to grad school anymore and I'll pursue my hustles full time. I'm telling y'all, that's, like, a goal that I cooked up that, like, nobody knows. Like, if you're listening to this, I've just shared a big part of myself with you. Like, my parents don't even know that I don't want to, you know, take it that far as schooling goes, because schooling is very important for them. And I know they worked really hard to give me that opportunity. And it would scare them crazy if I told them that I don't plan on going to a grad school. But I feel like it would make them even happier if they seen that I was successful, if they seen that I put in the work. Like, when I'm daydreaming, one of my dreams is, like, my dad seeing me pull up in my nice car, the one he's always wanted, or getting him a car of his own, retiring my mom. Because since I was a kid, as far as I can remember, she's always had, like, 2 or 3 jobs working hard for us. So her being able to see my success, that's very important for me. But I know right now, like, she definitely doesn't see that vision. Either of them do. Like, they definitely believe in me, but they want me to play it safe. They want me to take the route that they want, that they know is going to be beneficial for me. And I appreciate them for that, but, you know, sometimes the birdie has to, you know, flee the nest, spread its wings. And that's what comes to the confidence that I have in myself. Like, I'm only taking these risks because I know I could do it. And trust me, I will take that risk every time. As far as my goals go, I'll do anything to get where I want to be at. On that note, I just want to end this by saying, like, if you guys don't believe in yourself, I do. Like, seriously, I do. Because the fact that you're listening to this podcast means that you want change. Like, you're aiming for something greater than yourself. And that's a start in itself, because most people don't even think that way. A lot of people don't plan on getting rich or wealthy because they don't even see it in their future. They don't even think it's possible. Like, it's a real tangible thing. But I believe in you. And honestly, believe in me too. I'm gonna need all the support I could get. But make sure y'all stick with me here, because regardless what anybody says, our new life will cost us our old ones. So good luck.